Blog Talk Radio.
Pour yourself a cup of tea, put your feet up, and relax. Show host Randy Fine, narcissistic abuse expert, compassionate counselor for clients worldwide, and author of the groundbreaking new book, Close Encounters of the Worst Kind, invites you into her sanctuary, a place where your emotional, physical, and spiritual well-being are all that matters. Time to Heal is a fundraising single written and performed by Johnny Z for the Amy Winehouse Foundation. For more information, please go to johnnymusic.com, johnnymusic.com. And now, it's time to meet Randy, show host of the podcast enjoyed by fans around the globe, A Fine Time for Healing.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to listen to A Fine Time for Healing. This is Randy Fine, your show host. And today we have with us our beloved spiritual medium, Laura Lee. And that's why you listen. That's why you call. She's so phenomenal. I know how much you guys look forward to this day, which we've decided is really going to be the last Wednesday of every month. So you can put that down in your calendar, and we'll let you know prior to a month if anything changes. So I know we have callers anxious to talk to Laura, so let me say hi, and we'll get started. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Randy. Thanks again for having
me. You're welcome.
Hosting this space so we can all visit and chat.
Yeah, it's really great. I love it. Look forward to it. So
I do too.
So you want to talk? What are we talking about today?
Well, I have an idea to talk about how basically our angels inspire us to grow and bloom into our fullness. And, I got the idea, of course, inspired by just because the flowers are blooming right now, because they reveal their own colors and emit their own scents, and they grow at their own time. And what's amazing is that, you know, a group of flowers can grow, and these elements, you know, don't detract from a garden's attractiveness, that they enhance it. And weeds can snuff out a flower's beauty before it grows into full bloom, but a smart gardener always does the work. It does weeding and fertilizes and waters and grows and plenty of light to nurture the garden, and the same goes for us. And we have, you know, unique attributes and talents and skills that add value to the wholeness and can contribute to the world. But we're the keeper of our own garden, and it's time for us to sometimes allow ourselves to grow again or rebirth ourselves, you know. And we have helpers, and those helpers are our angels, and they're always, and you know, whispering to us, you know, to grow. And today I'm going to have you ask yourself 5 questions. Or at least, there's probably about 4 or 5 questions there. And how your angels are communicating to you, and just pinpoint where and how you can pay attention to these messages that we're all receiving on a day-to-day basis, but to kind of fine-tune it so that you can, take that next step, which, you know, sometimes we're a little afraid to do that, but there's, you know, we're getting those simple messages each and every day, and how to pay attention to those calls. So we
I love the analogy of the flower of
the
flowers in the garden. I think that's absolutely perfect. It's perfect what you said. It is. And it gives us a real picture of another way to look at ourselves that we can relate to.
It's all connected. Mm-hmm. I really think it's all connected because, you know, the number one topic it seems like lately we get on these callers and, you know, what I hear a lot with my own clients is, you know, there's a lot of people who are underemployed right now, you know, very educated but not really getting the work that they used to. Then there's the sector who are working more than one job in order to make ends meet. And then you still have people who are out of work, even though, you know, we still have a low unemployment rate. We still have a lot of people who are still struggling. So, and so I think, you know, we really have to intuit, and we really have to be intuitive and pay attention to our intuitive guidance in order to navigate this new passage that we're all on. And, you know, things aren't going to change until we change ourselves. And adapt to the changes that are happening around us. And I think we're going to have to rely on those tools and resources that we all have innate within us and pull them out and so that we can emit our own scent in whatever
right.
that is, you know, which is unique to ourselves in order to contribute and get back there, back into the game. So
that's great advice.
That's how I
that
see
really
it.
Is. That's great advice. And I agree. All right, well, let's take our first caller. This is area code 480. Hi, what is your name? Good morning.
Good morning. My name is Michael.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Hey, Michael.
Fantastic. I've got a lot of stuff going on, which is, I mean, all good, but I have a lack of patience and waiting for a business opportunity to start and kind of make a move to the Santa Barbara area. And I was just kind of curious on what you thought.
Michael, are you in Ojai?
I was. I'm down in Ventura now.
You were?
Yep.
Oh, you're in Ventura. Okay, because I was zeroed in on Ojai, and then so now Santa Barbara. Wow, those are beautiful areas. Those are like heavenly areas.
Oh, exactly.
all right, well, you know, it's funny because when you said Santa Barbara, I want to zero back in on Ojai. Is there something back there that's also drawn you back as well? Is there another opportunity back in there in that area of the country or that city?
Actually,
or town,
I was kind of over when I moved. Actually, even before I moved, I was kind of over it.
You were over it, okay?
Yeah.
Because I feel like something might resurface back there. Okay, even though you've like let it all go, something might resurface back there. Not to say the Santa Barbara thing can't. Okay, but. The Santa Barbara thing is going to require a lot of time investment, but I feel like a lot of monetary investment. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's definitely pricier.
Yeah, it's pricier, right. And there's still some thoughts about how this is going to be managed or how this is going to come about. And what I want you to pay attention is be very vigil about who you're going into this partnership with, okay? And
okay.
For some reason, I see three all together. Does that make sense?
It's possible. There's the main two, which is he and I, and then there's might be a female with some technology abilities. But
okay,
yeah.
That's the angels. All right, so that's just a confirmation, okay, of what I'm saying, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, and so I want you to be vigilant about the other parties and their roles and your role, I guess, because I want you to just be aware of their background and their intentions. Okay? Because if it's going to require a lot of money for you, that would be, I would just focus and be very attentive to all that. okay?
No money on my part.
And if, okay, no money on your part. Okay,
yeah.
Well, I feel like it will. I feel like it will. That's why I'm saying that.
Okay.
So, Michael, do you have another? Is there another Michael down the family line on your on the other side? Because I get a sense that there is.
Not. It's.
Is there? No,
it would have to be
go
like.
Ahead.
I mean, well before any of even like my parents, you know, time frame. I mean, no, I don't believe that there is, but there could be way back when.
Okay, because I get a sense that there is. Okay, who was also in? Who else was an entrepreneur or had their own solo business on the other side that was male?
Well, I had a great uncle that they were in insurance.
Okay, and he was independent, right?
Yes.
Because that's how I see. Okay, because I see this gentleman really close to you. Okay, who's also guiding you. Okay, because I feel like, you know, he was in it for the long haul. Okay, so on some level, I feel like you're being guided by this individual on your mission, your path. Okay, and as a guide. Okay.
Awesome.
So, but I think there's success for you. I just want you to be very vigilant about who else joins you in this, you know, on this journey. You know,
gotcha.
Be very cautious. Okay, so, but pay attention to Ojai, too. If something resurfaces, let me know, because I think there's something back there still for you. Okay, not that I'm saying that you go back, but this
yeah.
is a move forward, but it goes, it might take you back into that territory. It doesn't mean you have to live there. Okay?
Right. Awesome. Cool.
Okay,
oh,
thanks
so much.
For calling, Michael.
I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, and we have a 443. Good morning.
Hi.
Who are we
Kathy.
Speaking with today?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. How are you
hey,
doing?
Hey, Kathy.
Hi. My question's about retirement. When do you see it happening?
Retirement. Kathy, is there an opportunity to take an early? Because that's what my sense is. Like an early buyout or early retirement?
Not yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Because are you looking for that? Because I feel like you're ready to go now. It's not
yeah,
like
I
later.
Am.
I just feel like, okay.
I can't,
so, that,
yeah.
so I'm getting the
right.
sense. I'm getting the sense from you. It's like, I want it now. I want it now. I feel like you're going to get that opportunity. Sooner than later, okay? Kathy, are you back in Illinois?
No, I'm in Maryland.
Oh, you're in Maryland, okay. For some reason, I get a connection to Illinois. What is that?
Ooh,
do you know anybody
know.
There in Illinois? What's that connection? No. Will you write it down? Because I saw it on the map. Like, it just goes right there, okay? But I also
okay.
get Florida. So I was like, there is a connection to Florida. Florida,
and yes.
Then they okay. But I want to put to Illinois there, okay? Do you have an older child?
My husband does.
Kathy?
He has two.
Okay. Okay. Well, maybe there's a connection because I feel like as soon as I said it, there might be a connection to a child maybe going that direction, okay? But I think you're going to get a buyout. Or some sort of opportunity to take an early retirement when it comes, accept it because I think the universe is going to give you that gift, okay? And I want you to understand that everything's negotiable, okay? And at that time, you're going to question, I'm going to say this, you're going to feel, you know, it's questionable because there'll be other things that are pending at that time. You'll say to yourself, but I have this or that right now, and maybe this isn't a good time. Trust me, it's going to be a good time, okay? It'll be perfect
timing
for you.
Do you have a time frame? Do you have a time frame for the buyout?
I feel, you know, when we first started talking, I feel like it's almost within the year.
Okay.
Within a year, okay? So you'll have to keep me posted on that. I also get strong sense that there's a female hovering close by on the maternal side, like a motherly figure. And she might be even connected to the whole Florida thing. I don't know why, but I don't know. That might be the draw to the Florida region as well. Is there family down there now?
Well, my husband's son's there, and there's a few people we know.
Mhm.
But mm-hmm. he wants to retire there.
Husband. Who husband. Does your husband?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, and you're okay with that too, obviously.
Yeah. That'd be different. Okay. That'd be different, but.
Oh, it'd be different. Well, keep it posted, okay? Because I feel like I go ahead.
I'm so used to living here for the last 30 years or more, you know.
Right.
Kathy,
I'm
originally from Maryland, and I now live in Florida. And once I hit this state, I never looked back. Oh, my gosh, no.
Look back.
And, yeah, come on down. It's great. You won't look back.
That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yep.
There you go. How divine was that? That was a message for you, Kathy. Keep us posted, okay?
Definitely was. Thank you.
Good luck.
All right.
Okay, so let's continue with our conversation.
Yeah. All right. So here are some of the questions you can ask yourself to kind of pinpoint how your angels inspiring you to grow, okay? So one way our angels connect to us is through our thoughts, okay? And this is called clairaudience, it's called clear hearing. Okay, so they whisper these thoughts quietly and consistently until we act upon them. That's like that small voice within, okay? And so one of the things that I'm going to ask you right now, if you guys can write this down, is what is it that you think about all day? Okay, and I'm not talking about things like who you hate right now or how you're going to pay that next bill. You know, I'm not talking about those things. All right? I'm talking about the things in between those thoughts, okay? I'm not talking about the fears. I'm talking about the things that, you know, like Kathy's thinking about retirement. So that's
right.
A good example, okay? So what has been swirling around in your head day in and day out, and you're resisting it? For instance, I had a client who always heard the little boy say to her to be an ultrasound technician. She's heard this for 18 years. Okay, so if it's talking to you for 18 years, what's that tell you?
That you should go for it.
Okay. Yeah, you need to go for it. Right. Don't wait. You don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. Okay, all right, so here's the second question, okay? Another way our angels connect is via our dreams or daydreams. Okay, this is called clairvoyancy. It's like a clear seeing, okay? So here's the question. What do you dream about? Or what is it you see yourself doing on a day-to-day basis? If you're sitting at work and you see yourself sitting at a beach, okay, then that's a clue. Okay, if you can dream it, you can achieve it. So why not sit on a beach and work? Okay, I'm just... You know, putting it out there, okay? Yesterday I talked to a client yesterday who saw herself becoming a trainer on a national scale, okay? Like, what's her name? Julian Michaels, okay? But she's doing all the things necessary to actualize. So all you can do is take daily steps towards this goal. Eventually you'll get there, but you've got to take the steps. Okay, so it was put there for a reason. Trust it.
Okay, that's good news. I'm actually thinking about what I think about, and I trying to actualize it, so that's a good
well,
thing.
Well, you know what, Randy? I think you're on target with what you're trying to do, you know? So
thank you.
You're already there.
Thank you.
I'm just putting it out there for, like, Kathy, you know, thinking about retirement. Oh, my gosh, you know?
Right, absolutely. No, I get it. It's just making me think. But I feel confident.
Yeah. Yeah, you're acting upon your dreams. So
thank you.
You know, daydreams also count. So don't discount those daydreams. Like you're sitting at work and you're sitting there thinking about, gosh, I wish I was sitting on the beach, and you see yourself doing it. There's a reason it was put there.
Okay. So these are the clairvoyant, clairaudient.
That's clairvoyant. That's clear seeing.
Okay.
Clear seeing. Okay, so they're communicating to us. It's whether or not we want to pay attention to it. Okay, and if you're waiting for money, by the way, if you're waiting for money to act upon, it's never going to happen. It just doesn't work that way. It's the other way around. So, and I know it's scary to step out on that ledge and think you don't have that financial support, but the support comes when you actually take the action. So all the resources, all the people, even the money shows up miraculously if you just listen and trust your guidance intuitively.
Okay. You all hear that? That's good. That's good. Let's start thinking.
Okay. So
we have area code 352. Good morning. Good morning, 352. What's your name? What is
your
name?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Cindy.
Cindy, good morning. What is your question for Lauren today?
Pardon me?
We said hello, and what is your question?
Oh, okay. Sorry about that. I was getting outside where I had a better signal. In my house, I don't have a great signal.
Okay.
Can you give me any insight on what you see as far as me finding a new residence? The last place I found fell through at the last minute.
Cindy, first of all, I got to ask, I see a father figure close to you. Are you right-handed?
Yes.
I feel like this is paternal side, you know, like there's a gentleman there who's watching over you, like, protectively, like a father, if that makes sense. I don't know if this is grandfather or father, but...
Yeah, my father has passed. That would make sense.
He has passed. He's you know, I just feel like he's, you know, guiding over this situation. So, you know, God bless that the place didn't fall, you know, fell through. It wasn't right, okay? So you just got to trust that when things like that fall through, it wasn't meant, okay? So were you at one time or is somebody still in the space or the house that he was in at one time? For some reason, I feel, I don't know. I feel connected to that, or he's connected to it.
That my father is connected to the house?
Yes.
He's not connected to the house where I am. He did live in this town once. Pardon?
Okay. Yes, he lived in the town that you're in right now. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Will you write that down? Because I feel like his house or the home he was in, you know, I feel like there's some sort of still connection to that. So I just want to put that. Did you at one time live there or did you live there, you know, after his passing or what?
No, not that I'm aware of. I think when he... I was never up here when he lived in this town. I lived in a few hours south of here, but I heard that he had moved here for a short time and had a place, you know, down on the main highway that he had a little place. But I don't know exactly where that location is. I don't know the address.
Okay. Well, I want you to just be aware of that, okay? For some reason it was brought up to me, okay?
Okay.
And right. Maybe it's in that area. Maybe it's, you know, the place he lived in. I don't know, okay? But I also mm-hmm. feel like he's also telling me that there's some sort of connection to a friend who's offered something or pointed out something to you, and you might have negated it. Or poo-pooed it. Do you know what he's talking about?
A friend that offered a place for a home, for a residence?
I don't know, offered or pointed it out or showed it to you or, you know, given you an address or something of that sort, and you might not have followed up on it. Okay?
Okay, I have to think about that because I don't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you have a friend who's, I see this woman who's maybe, you know, smokes, or she likes to keep it a secret?
I do have a friend that's a lady that smokes, and a while back she had mentioned a place that was a horse pasture for rent, but not with a home, and I needed a home too. I have horses, so I was looking for a place with acreage and a home, but we couldn't find a place in the same area, and she's about 3 or 4 hours away from me.
Okay.
I think
it's key. She's key too. Okay, so I think she's key to your, you know, the residence you're looking for. Okay, so I just would follow those clues. Okay, so I'm just confirming.
Okay.
All right, and I'm confirming what he's telling me. All right, so there you've got it. I hope that helps and offers some sort of guidance and pinpoint. But I see it is a, you know, as house, a small house, okay?
Okay.
So I don't think it's an apartment or, you know, condo or anything like that. I see a small house. Is that what you're looking for?
Yes, I need a house with pasture, land for horses.
Oh,
God bless. Horses.
All right, well, pay attention. I
so
think
that,
you
so
need to go back
to
your friend.
So that's what the friend had offered. Okay, because that's what she had done was just a pasture that was available but did not have any place to live.
But I feel like there's something also connected. I feel like there's something also connected with your dad and maybe, you know, a connection to a house associated to him. So I just want to bring those points up, okay? So I hope that helps with your hunt, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Cindy. Have a great day, too. Okay, and we have area code 650. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. My name
is
Miranda.
Yes, hi. What is your name? What is your name?
Miranda.
Miranda. Good morning.
Miranda.
Yes, and I'm calling from California. I would love to get some insight in my career. Anything you pick up?
Well, let's go very specific. What? Tell me exactly, Miranda, what you're looking for, like a promotion?
No, actually. I'm looking to reenter the workforce after a bit of a gap.
Oh, bit of a gap. Mm-hmm. Are you thinking about changing gears since the last? You know, I get a sense like you want to change gears, like go in a different direction than where you were before.
No,
from
actually,
the past.
I want to stay in the same direction. I'm in the counseling field. I just want to.
You're in the counseling field.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's in the direction, because I feel like if it's in the counseling field, I just feel like it's in another. I don't know. I feel like it's in another direction. I feel like you'll jump ship and do something that might be away or different from what you did in the past, okay? And that's how I see it. Were you ever tied with education in the past, like some institution that was associated with education, like schools or anything of that sort?
No.
Okay, I would write that down. I just feel that's what comes up to me is education, schools, something in that direction, okay? Towards kids, Miranda, okay?
Okay.
And Miranda, I also see somebody who's pretty close to you. I feel like you were there on their edge of the bed, you know, holding their hand as they were crossing over. I feel like this is a female, and you might have given her permission to go ahead and cross over. Again, are you right-handed? I'm assuming you are.
I am.
She's on left. She's on maternal side.
Does not resonate.
It doesn't resonate?
No.
Who wore their hair a little bit longer and might have pulled it up and always kept it attached to the back of their head, like maybe even, I don't know if it was a bun or just pulled up all the time?
A lot of people in my family actually have long hair with buns.
Maternal side.
Yeah. But I didn't help anyone cross over. I wasn't at anyone's bedside when they passed, so it doesn't really connect.
Maybe you were younger. I'm just going to put that there. I feel like she's connected on your maternal side. Your grandmother's over on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And your mother is here?
Yes.
Yeah, she's. And I feel like it's connected to grandma. It's mother, grandmother, mom's mom, okay? Because she just told me your mom is still here, okay? So I don't know. I'm just, that's what I get, connected, okay? And I feel like kids are really, you know, going to be key in your future, okay? And maybe it's around the education area, okay? Tied to an education institution.
Okay.
All right. Take care.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling, Miranda.
Thank you.
So we have a little bit more time, and then we can take one more caller. And so, so where were we? We were talking about the different ways to connect with our angels, right? Or how they inspire
us.
Yes,
and how they inspire us to grow. And by asking ourselves these questions, okay, so another way angels connect with us is another way, we talked about clear seeing before, and so here's another clear seeing, okay, that can really define where we're going in life, okay, is who are your heroes in life? I mean, these are physical people that inspire you. And if you can pinpoint these people in your life, ask yourself why that person inspires you. Because these people are big clues to your life path. You can emulate them. They are like your earth angels giving you permission to bloom into you.
That's very cool.
Okay, so... yeah, so that's an easy one because those are tangible, visual people that, you know, feel heart connected to. Like you're very connected to them in some way and you're drawn to them. Okay? And they can be on a big platform, a big stage, or maybe it's even a parent or a grandparent. You know, it can be a family member as well, or even a friend or a teacher. So pay attention to those people who have in your life inspired you to become more than, you know, who you are currently to help you grow. And then another way that our angels, and this is probably the biggest way, is that the primary instrument our angels connect to us is through the heart. And the heart is a honing device. It's like our beacon to call us. And the heart is like a clairsentient tool or clairfeeling. So the question I ask you is, what do you love to do? Especially when you have time away from work. Okay? So I'm not talking about smoking or drinking or any other addiction. I'm talking about the things that actually make you feel alive, okay, that make you feel wow, this is so thrilling. This is so exciting. I enjoy this.
Why
even
do
if
we,
it's a book, reading
yeah,
a
why
book.
Do we, like, why do we ignore these things? Why do we, you know, we all have these things, and yet we push them back. We
yes,
push them
I
behind
know.
Us. Why do we
well,
do that?
Well, I think because life is complicated. I mean, we're so hit in so many directions with so many heavy things that, you know, it distracts us from those little messages that are coming to us on a day-to-day basis.
Hmm.
And if we paid attention to those and spent more time on those things, actually some of the problems would actually melt away because you're not putting your attention out there on the problem. You're focusing on a solution.
Right.
And the solution's
exactly.
already within you.
We're afraid to dream. We're afraid that we'll get hurt if things don't manifest the way we want it to, so we don't put the energy there. I think
yeah.
it's a lot of fear.
Yeah, absolutely. It is the fear.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's hard, too, when, you know, you've got a group consciousness right now that is really in fear, you know, with our,
yeah.
you know, our world and our nation. So it makes things a little more, and that's why I'm talking about we're barraged with all these challenges, not even on our day-to-day life, but on a global scale that we don't even realize are affecting us. So,
right.
So to pinpoint these questions will help navigate you to put your attention on those things that are most important, you know, and most valuable in your life.
Right. What
and
a great tool.
You
great
know,
tools, I should say.
More centered or balanced life.
Yeah.
Why's that?
Okay. No, I said
what,
great
what
tools.
Was that?
It's great tools for life, you know, great
yeah.
tools. Okay, so we have one
well,
call.
You know,
let's,
they say.
Oh, go ahead. Say
yeah.
that.
Go ahead. No.
Oh, you want to take
I
one more caller and then we'll finish
that,
up?
Yeah, we can.
Okay. Okay, this is area code 858. Hi, good morning. What is your question? And your name?
My name is Anne, and my question is, if you see a significant, I'm looking for a significant love relationship in the nearest future, I would like someone who will stay with me permanently for a long time.
Right, a long-term relationship.
I have a long-term
well,
friend.
Well, Anne.
Go ahead.
Yes? Oh, that's lovely.
I have a long-term friend, but things didn't develop, so I don't know if he is available. I've known him for a while, and he said Buzz likes me, but I just don't know. I'm not sure if he's available.
Honey, I think, you know, if you've got a long-term friend, I think, you know, those are always the best, for sure. You know, those are, and, you know, maybe it hasn't developed now, but it certainly could in the future, okay? Is there a tie to animals with that gentleman or?
I have a big dog for the last few months. I never had dogs, but he just happened to be in my house, and he stayed in my house. A dog,
and
yeah, I love him very much.
Does your dog like him?
It's a dog.
Does your dog like him? Pardon me?
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Pardon
it's
me?
A dog. It's
my question
a dog.
Was, does the dog like him? Does the dog like him?
Oh, he never comes, that friend. He never comes to the house. No, I just...
Oh, he never
I just,
comes.
Yeah. I,
okay.
I was
all right, so
about
your companion...
His relationship
you're having
status,
a...
But go ahead.
We're having some feedback, and it's hard to. I think sometimes we, you know, blog talk. It's hard to not.
Is it better now? Probably.
But anyway,
my speakerphone. Is it better now?
Yeah, we can hear
yeah,
you. It's just that there's a lapse of time, and you're talking over each other. That's yeah.
Yes.
That's what's happening.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We only have about
and
1 minute
anyway,
left.
So anyway, my point. Okay, so my point is I just feel like, you know, maybe you might shortchange this by, you know, being too anxious And, you know, I think it sounds like, you know, that is a relationship that if you just give it time, it's going to nurture into something. But I feel like the dog or some animal is key to this relationship in the sense that if this dog welcomes your friend, and I think eventually you will see this, okay, then this is a good sign, okay? Meaning that if your dog's receptive to this individual, I think
it's going to happen. I also have a previous relationship, so dog is very attached to the man from my past. And he comes to the house. Because he... Well,
oh, he does.
Yeah, it's a different person.
Well,
but he has no romantic feelings for me, and he's dating other people. But he comes to my house because he is very good with the dog, and he takes care of the dog, and he helps because... I was not able, I had back injury, I was not able, but we have no romantic involvement with this person at all. But the guy that
I like
romantically, that guy
Ann,
is not...
Ann.
Go ahead.
Ann,
yeah.
That's it.
Yes.
Well, it's the key, the animal is key. The animal is key, that's all I'm going to put it, okay? So just pay attention, okay? And don't be too anxious. Let it nurture, okay?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand. This guy who is attached to the dog, he is no romantic. He told me he doesn't love me, he doesn't like me.
It doesn't, you know why? It doesn't, things sometimes take time.
All right, we're going to have to stop.
So which one will be a key? I didn't understand which one I have possibly a future with.
The dog is the key to welcoming the right person into your house. So I say it's, you know, so that's where I'm putting it, okay? So that's how I see it.
So you
okay?
Can
thanks for calling
plan.
In, Ann.
We've
thanks
go.
For calling in. Okay, so we just have about another minute to go. So what's left as far as tools for us with the angels?
I don't have any more questions. I think that kind of gives you guys a sense of how, you know, our angels work with us on a day-to-day basis. But my final point is just to tell everybody that, you know, those things were given to you for a reason so you can actualize into your full potential and so that you can get onto the trajectory of where your life is supposed to go. You know, our souls were brought upon earth to experience and participate on some level. And it doesn't matter what you do. It's just, you know, you're being called and you got to step into your calling for you to fulfill your life in that way that it feels worth living.
That's true. We need to pay attention. We need to pay attention to our inner feelings and validate them, and that will help us on our path. I think that's what you're saying, pretty much. So, we're almost out of time. Okay, Laura, it's been so much fun. We had some good callers today, and so we'll be back the last Wednesday of June. So it's been great talking to you.
Sounds good. We'll talk soon.
Okay, take care.
As always, it was a pleasure.
Yes.
Bye.
It's always fun. Thanks. Okay, bye-bye. So we are out of time for today, but if you have any comments or questions about today's show, you can email me at loveyourlife@randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com. I wish you joy and serenity in your life always.
We hope you enjoyed today's programming. To learn more about Randy Fine, read her articles, or to make a counseling appointment with her, please visit randygfine.com. That's RANDIGFINE.com or visit her on Facebook at Randy G. Fine.